that is changing the intersection of informal and formal learning. It's a research-based learning environment for children and families to make, play, and design using real stuff. The same materials, tools, and processes that are used by professional development artists, builders, programmers, and creators of all kinds. It is a place where physical materials and digital media resources intersect. They come together, where visitors have an opportunity to be curious, to be creative, to be innovative, and to be experimental. Bonnie Dyer's book is a curriculum and instruction for Bonnie's years that making is what we do actually in the real world. We are not asked to fill in the blanks and bubbles, we are actually asked to be productive and come up with new ways of doing things. Now, what does this Make Shop project actually focus on? Some of the areas that the Make Shop focuses on include design thinking, informal education, interesting learning, maker spaces, moving learning, personalized education, personalized learning, STEM, and STEAM. How and when this has started? In the year 2011, the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon University's Entertainment Technology Center, and many researchers came together to design an exhibit space within the museum that facilitates hands-on material exploration while investigating how making actually influences learning. The result was a maker space in the museum, which is called the Make Shop. The Make Shop is designed as a real workshop, unpolished, accessible, and functional. And it is built using wood and metal to tell the story of how actually things are made. It uses cardboard, plastic, food containers, old clothes, scrapped lumber, wood, and broken toys. They all find new purposes and uses in the Make Shop. Many of the materials are reused and recycled, taking on a new and different life with the help of tools and imagination. A permanent exhibit in the museum Make Shop sees over 300,000 children and families each year. All of these people test different best practices, they research on new strategies, and they use Make Shop as a professional development tool for educators. The museum's teaching artists, educators, and research team has designed tools and resources that has made it completely easy to create the same make space at your school's library, classroom, or any education area. The same team has also worked closely with educators, and they've come up and developed some principles of practice for the Make Shop. Essentially, they're focusing on a shared language and a common approach which helps in making the Make Shop more meaningful. The use of these principles and practices, which actually focus from inquiry to intention and tinkering and hacking, guides the design of Make Shop experiences for people of all ages, including both teachers and students. They also have developed some digital professional development resources, and the emphasis of the digital professional development program is that they want to show us that the maker education is more to do than the space and the right tools. The professional development sessions that are designed for teachers basically help them explore the processes, the materials, and the approach of successful maker education in the means to bring these back to their classrooms and learning centers. The Make Shop learning practices basically is an identified, empirically tested framework that describes observable behavior of learners in the Make Shop, what is expected of them when they are working in the Make Shop. So the areas that they focus in this practice and principles include inquire, tinker, seek and share resources, hack and repurpose, express intention, develop fluency, simplify, and confidential. Okay, so these include the number one learning practice is the inquire, which looks at learners' openness and curious approach to the possibilities of the context through exploration and questioning of its material properties. Tinker basically looks at how learners purposeful play, testing, risk-taking, and evolution of the properties of materials, tools, and processes. Seek and share resources focuses on learners' identification, pursuit, and sharing of expertise with others. It looks into collaboration and an initiation of one's own, not knowing, and desire to learn. Hack and repurpose basically looks at learners harnessing and salvaging of materials, tools, and processes, how do they modify, enhance, and create a new product or process. Express intentions, which basically looks at learners' discovery, evolution, and refinement of personal identity and interest areas through determination of short and long-term goals. It includes learners' responsive choice, negotiation, and pursuit of goals alone and with others. Develop fluency looks at learners' development of comfort and competence with diverse tools, how they are comfortable to work with different tools and materials and processes, and their developing craft skill. Simplify to complexify basically looks at learners' development and soft circuits, various project suggestions, etc. Make Technology basically provides project tutorials, news and education resources. Spark Fun provides similar electronic projects and resources and how to actually use them. And while exploring on their website, I got a very interesting resource which actually maps the Pennsylvania learning standards for early childhood education with this Make Shop. For example, they say that the Make Shop actually maps to almost most of the learning standards of the early education. The Make Shop completely matches the appropriate to learning through play. It's completely appropriate to learning through play. It meets the number of literacy standards, it meets the number of operation standards.
Outside their classrooms.